And good morning. It is 7:01 here at AM 1340 KXEO. Joining us for the morning report this morning is Mexico City Councilman Larry Weber. I want to say good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here this morning. Mexico City Council meeting in a regular session last night. A few things on the agenda there. First, there was a public hearing to consider the submission of a fiscal year 2023 Community Development Block Grant application. I assume you had that public hearing, and then it gets approved, I'm guessing. Give us a couple of details, if you will.
Can I just shake my head?
Well, they can't hear it, but sure you can.
We did have the public hearing, and it's related to the Presser Hall expansion, I'll call it, for lack of a better term. They wanted to demolish a building and add a 4,700 square foot addition for some storage and some extra classroom space and that type of thing. So it went well.
Good. Basically, they're having the city help out get some funding for that, as I understand it. And you guys have been able to get some funding already coming in for that, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think they're asking for, I think their project is about, what, $2.3 million, I think.
Yep.
And they're asking for a block grant of $500,000, and that's what we applied for.
All right. Moving right along on that, I'm sure it'll be interesting to see the progress as that moves forward. One other thing that happened last night was a resolution authorizing some funding, tourism tax money, basically.
Yes.
And I think that was for the Mexico Young Farmers in Mexico Village Square. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Young Farmers part of it was about, they requested just a touch over $5,000, if I recall correctly, and they were awarded by the tourism people, and we approved $5,000. And I believe they'd had $5,000 last year and $4,500 maybe like 2 years prior to that. And then the Village Square was really for their holiday promotions in November and December, and they requested $1,000 from the Tourism Commission. That's what was approved.
Very nice. I think there was also a contract for some repairs over on Huntington Court,
right?
And that'll be getting underway soon, I would guess.
Yes, and that was primarily because the city street crew is this. They only have a limited time in Missouri to do work on streets. And I know we've had a lot of complaints about streets, and most of which is related to MoDOT, honestly. But anyway, we catch the blame for it, and I guess we're big boys. But anyway, the city street crew is really, really, really busy with some chip seals and that type thing. And this is something that just didn't feel like a get to when it needed to be done. So Plan B Development, signing a contract with them to do that.
Very nice. And everything else going pretty smoothly over at the
city of Mexico?
Seems to be going
very smoothly
right now.
Seems to be going smoothly.
I think there's going to be one thing everybody will be keeping their eye on this week, July 25th, the big auction going on over at the courthouse steps.
They may have to sell tickets. I think Thursday morning, you said the 25th.
Yes.
The sale of the hospital properties, 57 different parcels, I think.
Yeah.
On the east steps of the courthouse at 10 o'clock, so it'll be interesting.
It'll be, something to behold, I'm sure, and it may take a couple of days to sort out all the details. But
I think so.
We'll definitely be keeping an eye on that spot there. Everything else going good? Did you get out to the Presser celebration for the 100th anniversary?
I did not. I missed that.
No?
I missed that. I'm not sure how or why. I'm sure there was a good reason. I was taking a nap or something.
Always a good thing
I'm
to take.
About that, but I'm not sure why, but I know I missed that. But they do a great job at Presser.
Absolutely.
And Lois and crew, really, really fine job.
Very, very nice. Well, I hope your summer is going well. It's school will be back in session here pretty soon. So.
You know, obviously I'm way, way older than a kid, but I can't imagine it seems to me like the summer's gone in no time. It's been, a couple of months since they've been out of school, except for the summer school, of course. But
right. It seems to me like it's lasted forever, but I have two. Oh, well, no.
You got kids, yeah.
Well, Mr. Weber, I certainly appreciate you coming in and getting us updated on the Mexico City Council meeting from last night.
Glad to do it.